A new online game lets you experience the supply chain crunch for yourself. The Beer Game app simulates the steps of selling beer from brewer to drinker. Darian Woods and Stacey Vanek Smith of NPR's The Indicator found it reveals a real-world problem.
Matthias Lescaun made the online beer game, and it's adapted from a game that he played when he was studying for his master's in production management and logistics.
We played the beer game. It was on paper using just coins.
This tabletop game with paper and poker chips was invented by an MIT systems scientist in the 1960s. And a typical game goes like this, whether it's in person or in Matthias's online version. Each player has a different role along the supply chain, whether it's retailer, wholesaler, distributor, or brewer. And every round, you only do one thing. You choose how much beer you're going to order.
So that sounds reasonable, but then...
When you're in the middle of the supply chain, you are receiving bigger and bigger orders, so you do the same to your own supplier, but he doesn't respond usually quickly enough.
The supplier usually does not respond quickly enough. And pretty soon, you've got a backlog of beer orders. So, you know, human nature being human nature, you panic and order more beer.
Exactly. And this is part of a pattern that happens almost every time that people sit down and play the beer game. It's the further away from the beer customer you are, the more volatile your orders will likely be. So this pattern is called the bullwhip effect.
The bullwhip effect. So just like the shape of a whip, the part close to your hand goes up and down only a little bit. The whip's ends, though, the very tip of the whip, goes up and down a lot. So a small change in customer demand might mean the factory on the other end gets like hundreds of orders one week and no orders the next. And, you know, that becomes really overwhelming.
And after dealing with real-life bullwhip effects while working for a French cosmetics company, Matthias wanted to share those lessons with the world. That's where he came up with the online game version.
Yeah, so we at The Indicator, we signed on to train.
I'm Viet. I'm a producer on The Indicator, and I'm the retailer. Very excited
and
to be
here. And Viet bought his beer from our wholesaler.
I'm Kate. I'm the editor of The Indicator.
Kate got her beer from me, a distributor, and I ordered my beer from you, Stacey. You were a proud brewer.
There's no beer without me.
So after an optimistic forecast for more beer customers, Viet ordered a few more cases of beer, which further down the chain, Stacey, you were not particularly happy about.
I felt like I was under a lot of pressure because I was at the extreme end of the bullwhip as the brewer. And then I didn't want to respond too extremely because then I was afraid I'd have all this beer on my hands that I couldn't sell.
And look, I mean, that's probably what you should have done. Matthias says that the key to like avoiding the bullwhip effect is to keep calm and being steady. But I gotta say, Stacey, eventually you did cave.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make 600 cases of beer. I don't care. I'm done.
And look, I tried to comfort you, trying to say that, look, this is a teaching tool. That was not comforting.
That is not comforting. The sting of the bullwhip. Still feeling it.
Yeah, that's right.
Darian Woods.
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.